Today's daf in Masechet Yoma is daf Samach. And we're holding right at that Halakha Mishnah, Kol Ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim. Okay, so we are now basically reviewing everything that we did until this point, because even though there's going to be lots more that we're going to be talking about, we are at the point right now where the concept of chukah is completed. In other words, all of the avodas that were necessary to do are listed in the Mishnayot up until this point. And therefore, we want you to know that Kol Ma'aseh Yom HaKippurim Ha'amur Al HaSeder, what it is that we've spoken about up until this point, as Rashi points out, in other words, in the Mishnayot, up until now, all of these things need to be done in precisely the order that we defined doing them. And if you don't do them in that order, then it's not going to be kosher. You're going to have to go back, and at the point that you lost your order, you'll have to start the order over again. So this is now going according to, we'll see. Remember, we already had the machlokas, whether that's really true. Is it everything has to be on the order, or only the things that are done bifnim have to be in order? That's a question of what bifnim means that we're going to be getting to. So let's just review what all of those things are. Okay, so the first thing that it said in the pasuk is bezot yavo Aharon haKodesh bepar. So now the first thing is the par, and that is we learned that it must mean the vidui of the par, because it's only after the shechitas haSoyer that he actually shechs the par. So when it says bepar, when he brings the par v'chiper, it means he says vidui one. So that was step one. Okay, step two was he does the goralot. But he just does the goralot, and then he goes back to the par, that's step three, and he says the second vidui. And then in that pasuk it says v'shachat. So at that point, after the second vidui, he does the shechita on the par, but meanwhile the soyer is still alive, and it's on amot chai. Then he has to bring in the keteres, and remember, he doesn't do the zrikas adam. He gave it to somebody to stir the dam while he goes in, and he does the ketores, which means that he has to take, first of all, he has to take the coals off of the Mizbeach HaChitza, and that means in the Machata, and then he brings the Machata into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then the ketores is put on the coals of the Machata, all that we'll call the sixth thing that he does. And then he goes and takes from the person who was stirring the dam, he takes the dam of the par, and he does the zrik, the hazoya, in front of the Oren Habris, which is the in front of the kaporet. Then he goes out and does the shechita of the soyer. And then, as item number eight, he then takes the dam haSoyer, and he goes back and does the same thing, the dam haSoyer, in the Kodesh HaKodashim, that he did with the dam of the par, which is the achas lamala and the achas lamata. Then he takes up again the dam hapar, this is item number nine, and he goes out into the heichal, and he does the same achas amala v'shevelamata. He does that in front of the parochet. Then he puts down the dam hapar, picks up the dam hasoyer, does the same thing, shevelamala, achas amala v'shevelamata of the dam hasoyer. Okay, then as number 11, he goes ahead and he mixes the dam up, according to Mandi Yorma, that he mixes before the Koranais, which was the way our Mishnah had it. So he mixes the dam of the par, the dam of the seyer, and he gives the arba Koranais with his finger. And then as item number 13, he would then do the cleaning off of the top of the Mizbeach HaZahav and actually be mazed dam on the Mizbeach HaZahav. And that's where we were up to. So any of these things that are done out of order, Bapashtas, the Mishnah is saying, lo al saklum, that he didn't do it, and he's going to have to go back, he's going to have to redo it. So now, higdim dam hasair, la dam hapar. So let's say, for instance, he did the hazoya of the dam hasair before he did the hazoya of the dam hapar. Then he has to go back, and he has to be yazeh, the dam haSoyer after the dam hapar. So the original haZoyer of the dam haSoyer simply didn't count. It's as if he didn't do anything. And so now that he's finished the correct item number one, which is the Hazar Hesdar Mapar, he can do item number two. And therefore, anything out of sequence, the Dam HaPar is always first, and then the Dam HaSoyer comes after it. And this is whether you're talking about in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or you're talking about in the Heichal, or according to the Mandi Omar, who says that we don't do the mixing of the Dam for the Kronos of the Mizbeach HaZov, it would be true about the Mizbeach HaZov at all. Fine. Now, suppose Im Atche Lo Gamar Atam Atalot Shebifnim Nishpach HaDam. What if he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and he did some of things? I mean, we've been talking about entire inversions. In other words, he did the Dam HaSoyer before the Dam HaPar. But what about if he was in the middle of doing things and he could no longer complete it? Do we view all of the things that are being done in each of these stages as a single item? Or are the stages themselves, can we break them up into different parts? So let's say you were in the middle of putting on the Dam of the Par, and you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and now all of the Dam spills out. What a disaster. So you're not able to complete your Sheva Lamata, let's say. So what do you do? Oh, you have to go back to the beginning, according to the Tanakhama. So you vi Dam Acher, so that means that you would have to go and you would have to redo the Shechita on a new par and start in the beginning. V'yachzor b'tchila mibifnim. So what the Mishnah is doing, it's establishing that each one of these phases has to be the complete aveda of that particular animal. Now, that doesn't mean that the different parts, meaning the different places, are also all one phase and also need to be done by one animal from the beginning. So for instance, let's say you completed all of the Nesinas Adam of the par inside of the Kodesh HaKadosh, and then the Dam of the par would spill out. When you go back to the, you go now into the Heichal, obviously you're going to have to shecht another par because you're going to need to have that Dam. But do you need to start over again in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? No, you don't. And as a matter of fact, if you were in the middle of doing the next set of Avedas, which are the Avedas in the Heichal, and then the Dam spilled out, then you would have to shecht another par, start from the beginning, but only from the beginning in the Heichal. So in other words, each phase stands on its own. And as long as you completed the Dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you do not have to start over again in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you finish the Dam on the Parochet, you do not have to restart and begin from the Parochet if the blood spills out before you did the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is a separate set. So therefore, we view each one of these sets independently. So V'chein Be'ichal, if the blood spills out in the middle, V'chein B'Mizbeach HaZahav, if the blood spills out in the middle, you only start from the beginning of that particular set. Because each one of these sets, kulam kapara bifnei atzman, each set is considered to be a separate set of kapara. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Omrim, you do not have to start again. Even each set, the avodas of each set, is considered to be all a completed aveda. So let's say you did three of the matanis and so on. Continue from where you're up to. Mimakom shepasak, misham hu matchil. So it doesn't matter whether you're in the middle or you're at the beginning. You would not have to start over again, even within a particular set. Okay, so these are some very important yesodas. Yesod number one that the Mishnah has told us, apparently, is that the order is ma'akev because of the chukah that it says in the pasuk on any of the things listed up until this point in our Mishnayos. The second issue is to tell us that the three avedas are separate sets of avedas and that each one of them can stand on its own. You would not have to start over again. And the third thing is that there's a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon about whether the avedas within one particular set are considered to be one unit and therefore have to be completed from the same animal, or whether you would even be able to shecht another par in the middle of the Avedas and continue from the point at which you left off. Now, the opening of the Mishnah, which made it seem as if every last thing that we've discussed until now has to be done in precisely the order that we described it, is really not completely the case. So let's remember what we learned before. Tana Rabbanan. So in the Braita it says like this, Kol ma'ase yom ha-kippurim ha'amur al ha-seder, im igdim ma'ase l'chaviro, lo asa klum. So if something was done before the other thing, and let's say we put the Dama Seir on before the Dama Par, then you'd have to go and do it again, because it's as if it never happened. Omer Rav Yehuda. Now, what the Tanakhama means, says Rav Yehuda, is not that this is a rule on every last thing in the Mishnayos. This is not that he's being chaylik. He's explaining. So remember, when Rav Yehuda says, Eimatai, we say it's an explanation. Bidvarim ha-na'asim bebigdei lavan mibifnim. Avodvarim ha-na'asim bebigdei lavan mibachutz, imigdim ma'ase l'chaviro ma she'asa asui. So remember that the Pasuk says, Vaitaz zot lachem chukat olam. Now the question is, what is the zot? Is the zot any new aveda and new kapara that is mentioned in terms of Yom Kippur? Or is the zot specifically the things that we've been talking about in the beginning of the Pasuk? The beginning of the Pasuk is, Bezot yavo Aaron al HaKodesh. And this was the idea of being nichlas lifnai v'lifnim, right? Because going into the Heichal can be done by any kohen every single day. You're going in to bring the keteris in the morning, the keteris in the afternoon. You're going in to light the menorah, to be mesada the menorah. So when the Pasuk is talking about Bezot yavo Aaron al HaKodesh, it's referring to Achas Peshana, which is on Yom HaKippurim. And therefore, when it says chukah, that chukah is referring to zot lachem. So it's those unique things. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, when we said in the Mishnah that it's all ma'akev, that's only that things that are done wearing the big day lavan when you are lifnai v'lifnim in the Kodesh HaKadosh. But if you're doing things, even though you're doing them the big day lavan, Dvorim ha-na'asim b'vigdei lavan mi-bachutz, and over here, according to Rashi, most Rishon, not according to the Rambam, but we paskin like Rashi, that dvorim that are na'asim b'vigdei lavan mi-bachutz, if I'm doing things in the Heichal, then that is not what the Pasuk was referring to when it said, b'zot yavo Aaron chuka v'hayta zot lachem chukat olam. And therefore, it never says that those things are ma'akev. And therefore, if you go in the wrong order, it wouldn't matter. And Masha Asa Asui. So anything that you went ahead or and did b'diavad, it would be okay. So in other words, let's say you did the Goralot at the wrong time, right? Or let's say you were Zurich the Dam in terms of the order of the Par and the Sawyer in the Heichal, towards the parochas, not towards the kaporet. So those things would actually not be ma'akev, because they're outside of the Kodesh HaKodesh. Fine. So that means that if you did something that was done before something that was meant to be done outside, that wouldn't matter. Fine. Truth is, there's big machlokas about whether we're referring to specifically that anything that's done outside, would it be ma'akev the inside? That's not so clear. Does it mean that they're not ma'akev each other, but it would definitely be ma'akev the seder of something needing to be done outside might be ma'akev something that's inside? That there's a lot of discussions on, a tremendous amount of briskerov, a tremendous amount of chidushim among the achronim also, of precisely how we should understand the rishonim about what imhikti means. Now, Rabbi Nechemia says, you're right, Rabbi Yehuda, to limit it, but not the way you're limiting it. Actually, one of the things that the Torah announces about what's unique about today is precisely the begodim that he puts on. Diktonet bat kodesh yubah, shubich to say bad, and so on and so forth. That's all part of bizot yavo aharon. And therefore, anything that is done in those begadim is included in the idea of tiyez zot lachem, this achas b'shana, as a chukah, anything that would be done by big day lavan, bein mi bifnim, bein mi bachutz, that is the chiddush of Yom HaKippurim, and that's what the Torah was referring to when it said that you have to redo it if it's not in the order because of chukah. Avo b'dvarim, anasim, with both things missing, A, it's not done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and B, it's done in Big Day Zahav, there, you're 100% right. And everything that is done by Big Day Zahav mibachutz, masha asa asui. But things that are done by Big Day Lavan mibachutz, that is going to be ma'akev. So let's say, if the Kohen Gadol, when he goes out to shech the Sayer, and over there, he's in the Azorah, he's not even in the Heichal, but he's still wearing his Big Day Lavan, right? This is coming smack bang as part of all of the Avedis Bifnim. That would certainly be Ma'akev in the Seder. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, if you take a look at the Pasuk, you can see the Makor in the Pasuk for the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. Because Shnei Mikra Achad Dorshu, both of them understand that it's all based on Vaita Zot Lachem, Luchukat Olam, Achad Bashana. Now that is what we're talking about. What exactly is the Zot Lachem? So it says over there, Vaita Zot Lachem Lechukat Olam Lechaper Al Bnei Yisrael Mikol Chatotam Achat Bashana. So the idea of the Chukat Olam, as we said, that is the Makor for the Ikuva. So what is the Zot? And that's what they're arguing about. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, that when it says Achat Bashana, what it's referring to is the special place of Bezot Yavo Aron al HaKodesh, and that is a Makom Shemitchaprim Bo Pa'am Achat B'Shana. That place, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, into which you go only once a year, that's what the Pasuk is referring to, and it's telling you that anything there is a brand new world in which each and every detail is Ma'akev. It's got to be this. V'Rebbe Nechemiah Savar, it means anything that you're mitchaprin ben pa'am achat b'shana. All of the things that are done only once a year, meaning everything that you do with your big day lavan, and this is any other time it would be possible. So these chidushim of karbonis that are brought by big day lavan by a kohen gadol, those are the things that it says chukat olam. Well, says the Gemara, why would Rabbi Yehuda have a right to say that the idea of Tiyez Zot Lachem is a reference specifically to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? I mean, it doesn't say anything about the place in the Pasuk, does it? So, Otul Rabbi Yehuda Mokom K'tiv, does it say Tiyeh HaMakom HaZot Lachem? I mean, where does he get the idea that it doesn't mean the Aveda? Ah, because what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that if you're medayik in the Pasuk, you will see that there are miutim in the Pasuk. Hainu taima de Rabbi Yehuda. On the one hand, it says tiyez zot lachem. Now remember that zot always means specifically one thing as opposed to another. Zot is always a miut, right? Zot velo mashu acher. So then that means we have one miut that says only zot is chukat olam, and we have another miut, achat b'shana. Only achat b'shana is chukat olam. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says like this, one of these miyutim is coming to say, anything that you do, the big day, love on me, bachutz, you would think to include it because it's unique, right? Well, I'm telling you, zot and nothing else. So then that zot would be beautifully expressive of the concept of zot yavo aron el HaKodesh. So therefore, it's not going to include things that are done outside. And what about the issue that is mentioned, achas b'shana, is only chukah? That is also coming to tell me something else, that anything that is done in Big Day Zahav is excluded. And therefore, only the things that are done both by Big Day Lavan and in the special place, and they have both unique qualities of Yom HaKippurim, they're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and their kohen is wearing bigdei lavan, those are the things that the pasuk is saying chuka. Well, that's an excellent point. What does Rabbi Nechemiah do with the fact that the Torah does include these miyutim? He's not being memayed anything except the bigdei zahav. So what does he do with the fact that there are two miyutim? The Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah says there's something else that needs a miyut. And if I would only have one miyut, I would have been memayed only that. In the same way that Rabbi Yehuda says, if he only had one miyut, he would only be memayed that, namely zahav. Now he's going to be memayed even the bigdei lavan if they're not done bifnim. Well, I say, I have the same logic. Rabbi Yehuda is leaving out an important consideration. What is the din about changing the order or leaving out the Shvicha Shirayim? Now, how do I know that the Shvicha Shirayim will not be ma'akev? Because remember, you're still wearing your bigdei lavan, even though you're out in the Azorah and doing the Shvicha Shirayim of the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSa'ir. So I would have thought that even that would be ma'akev. And therefore comes along one of these miyutim, and it tells me, well, the Shvichas HaShiraim, that's not ma'akev. Okay, so what is ma'akev? Everything else. Everything, whether it's done bifnim or whether it's done b'chutz, everything else. Whether it's done with bigdei lavan or bigdei zahav, comes along a pasuk to say, yeah, there's yet one other miyut. That is, not if it's done with bigdei zahav, only if it's done with bigdei lavan. But as to where it's done, that the Torah never added a third miyut to tell me that it has to be only those things that are bifnim. So therefore, it all revolves around whether we need a pasuk to tell me that Shvicha Shirayim is not included in the Zot. That's what the Machlokas boils down to. In which case, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, I mean, what's the difference between Shvicha Shirayim and everything else that you're doing b'chutz? I mean, if you're telling me that it is ma'akev, that anything that's going to be done in Big Day Lava, even if it's outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if you want to tell me that those things are ma'akev, the Seder of those things are ma'akev, which would include the Hagralot and the Shchitas HaPsoyer and so on and so forth, so then there's no difference between the Shvicha Shirayim, which is done b'chutz b'Big Day Lava, than there is between the shechita of the sayer that's done by bigdei lavan b'chutz. Why do I need a separate pasuk? I don't get it. I don't need three miyutim. I only need to deal with this issue. There are two elements that are unique, the begadim and the place. That's all. How do you come up with like three issues and look at Shvicha Shirayim as being different? If you're going to tell me that everything else would be ma'akev mi b'chutz, then Shvicha Shirayim is like everything else. And if the other things are not ma'akev b'chutz, then Shvicha Shirayim is not ma'akev b'chutz. It's exactly the same as the shechita of the soyer, as far as I'm concerned. Now, this exact, now obviously, what this is based on is whether, in general, Shvicha Shirayim are considered to be a real aveda and they're ma'akev, or Shvicha Shirayim is not ma'akev. In general, not in Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, look, Shvicha Shirayim, there's no difference between doing Shvicha Shirayim and doing the Zrika, or doing the Hazoya, or doing the Shchita. If you don't do Shvicha Shirayim on any korban, you're going to be ma'akev the korban. It's as if you missed out on doing the essential aveda of the korban, of a par helam davar shal tzibur, would be exactly the same. So now just tell me, is Yom Kippur going to be ma'akev on all of those things that are normally ma'akev? Is it going to be ma'akev the Seder if it's wearing bigdei lavan b'chutz or not? If the miyut comes along and says no, so then that means that the Shvicha Shirayim, even though it has to be done, but it doesn't have to be done in that order, and so because it's like everything else that's done b'chutz. Masha Inkein, Rabbi Nechemiah would hold, well, I mean, Shvicha Shirayim is not the same as other avodas all the time, and therefore I need a special pasuk to tell me how to deal with Shvicha Shirayim on Yom HaKippurim. Is it included in the chukah or is it not included in the chukah? And therefore, does not follow what you're saying, Rabbi Yehuda, that whatever the status would be about everything else, that's the status about Shvicha Shirayim. Not so. The first thing that I would always exclude from Ikuva, and that over here I'll exclude from the Ikuva of the Seder, is Shvicha Shirayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Why? Shvicha Shirayim is very important. It's no different than everything else. So now this machlokas over here, that what we're about to see in the Braita, is in fact the mukar in the pasuk for how to understand the ikuva of Shvicha Shirayim. Kidatanya. V'chila mikaper es hakodesh. So it says over here in the pasuk that you finished everything that you did, the aveda, everything that you had to do, in the paroches with the kapores, v'chila mikaper es hakodesh. So you finished the kapor in the kodesh, and in the oil mayed, and in the mizbeach, then v'ikrivet asayirachai. So this idea of v'chilo mechaper, instead of simply saying, v'ikrivet aseh yirachai, I mean, we know the psukim up until now have said exactly what to do. Ala kaporas, v'fnei kaporas. Before that it said, and then it says, on the parochet, v'fnei aparochet. It's basically all said. So why does it say v'chilo mechaper et hakodesh? What exactly does that add? That comes to tell me that if you did the full kapara, then kila, then what we would say in Arabic, khalas, then you've done it, then you've completed it. But im lo kiper, if you didn't do that kapara, then lo kila, you haven't finished, you're going to have to go back and do it again. So says Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Akiva, why read it that way? Why? I mean, it's weird to say it that way. The first word is kila, the kila. The second word is mikhaper. And you're inverting it. You're saying, well, if you were mechaper, then you were kila. I mean, why don't you say it the other direction? If you were kila, then you were mechaper. But if you weren't kila, then you weren't mechaper. That's how I would say it. Im kila kiper, the im lo kila lo kiper. Which means that anything that you leave out, im chisar achat min amatanot, lo asav lo klum. You haven't done your avedus yom kippurim. I don't care if it's the tiniest thing. Now, at that point where we read that braita in Zvachim, remember, we asked, is there like a difference? Well, who cares whether it's kila, keeper, kila? I mean, it just seems to be the way that you read the words. So there is, in fact, a big machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So one of them said, you're right, there's no difference. Rabbi Yehuda was just saying that the correct way to read the pasuk is kila, first finish every last thing you have to do with the dam, and then you were mechaper. That's the way to read it. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, make sure that everything that has to do with the dam was kapara, and then kila, then you did your job. So it's a question of mashma'ut dorshim, but there wouldn't be any serious difference between them that's substantive. Whereas Chadamar, either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi says, what do you mean? There's a very big difference. Because shvicha shirayim is not necessary for kapara, correct? The kapara is given, once I do the kapara on the mizbeach, even if I gave one of the matanes on most karbanas, that's sufficient. So when I give the shirayim is not v'chiper. That's the difference. Shirayim ma'akve ikabinayu. They're arguing about the question of exactly like this. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if he was kila, meaning he did every last thing, even the things that are not considered to be part of the kapora, in Yom Kippur, if he misses even the Shvicha Shirayim, he was not kiper, only im kila kiper. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says it in the other direction, oh, if he did all the kapora, so then nothing else is ma'akev. Oh my God, that's a tremendous difference. That's exactly the point over here. So since Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the way to understand im kila kiper is that Shvicha Shirayim is ma'akev, is the Seder of the Shvicha Shirayim also ma'akev because of chukah? That's the question. And that makes a great deal of sense. So now we understand, do I need a separate limud to tell me that the Shvicha Shirayim on Yom Kippur is not ma'akev? And we don't have to worry about the Seder like Rabbi Nechemia says, because anyway you do without Shvicha Shirayim in terms of the kapara, normally. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need any special pasuk because it's no different than everything else. Wait a minute, you're saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Nechemia is saying that Shvicha Shirayim would not be ma'akev? Because you said just now that according to Rabbi Nechemia, Shnei Mikra Echad Darsha. That's what you said, right? Right after the Mishnah. Shnei Mikra Echad Darsha. So we're all learning from the same pasuk. Now, our Gemara came out that what Rabbi Yochanan really meant to say was that according to Rabbi Nechemia, I needed one of those miyutim to tell me Shvicha Shiraim, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't need one of those miyutim, which means that basically what Rabbi Nechemia was saying, that the way to understand, Rabbi Yochanan was saying that the way to understand Rabbi Nechemia is that what he's saying over here is that Tana, that he is learning that Shvicha Shiraim is actually not Ma'akev. And therefore, the Seder is not Ma'akev when it comes to Chukah because of the extra remez in the Pasuk, right? Problem is, and that, of course, would tell us who said what in the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Our Gemara concluded that it was Rabbi Yochanan that was claiming that according to Rabbi Nechemia, it's not Ma'akev. The problem is that Rabbi Yochanan said himself the exact opposite. Rabbi Yochanan said that Tana Rabbi Nechemia Kidivrei Omer Shiraim is Ma'akev. Now, this has nothing to do with our sugya directly. Over there, there was a machlokas about whether if you did Shvicha Shiraim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you took it outside, are you over on doing an asiya that is ma'akev kapara b'chutz, in which case you would be chayev for the asiya b'chutz, because we have the pasuk l'asos, so any asiya b'chutz like shrut echutz, or not? So over there, Rabbi Nechemia says, you would be over on shrut echutz, essentially, even if you put the Shvicha Shiraim outside. Says Rabbi Yochanan, why is that? Shvicha Shiraim isn't important. Clearly, according to Rabbi Nechemia, Shvicha Shiraim is important. So it's the exact opposite. The whole circuit is falling apart here. If you're basing the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia as to whether you need a special pasuk to deal with Shvicha Shiraim, and that would mean that Aliba to Rabbi Nechemia, Shvicha Shiraim is not ma'akev, how do you explain the fact that it's Rabbi Nechemia who's dafka, the one who says that Shvicha Shiraim is so important that if you poured it outside of Beis HaMikdash, you would be chayiv on doing an avodah b'chutz? So now we have a complete inversion. And it's Rabbi Yochanan himself who said that it's the other way around. Gee. Heck. Scratch. Gosh, I don't know. That is a problem. Okay. But again, there's got to be a solution, which of course is spoken about in the Achronim, because we didn't say that this is clearly, we got to start over again. Now, Amar Rabbi Chanina is another issue that would be nogea the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. Because if the Kohen Gadol does the chafina of the keteres before he does the shechita of the par, so Rabbi Chanina says, well, in that case, he didn't do anything. He's going to have to redo the chafina. Lo asa v'lo chlum, because remember the correct order. And even though the chafina itself is not the actual avoid of the keteres, but remember that we talked about earlier, and we're going to go through it again, the idea that anything that is litzerech the aveda, it's the achronim for the aveda, is considered to be bad support of the aveda. Since over here, you need to do the shechita sapar, and only then you have somebody stirring the blood, and then you do the keteres, and then you come out and take the blood and do the shechita. So then he's going to have to start with more keteres after he shechs the par. Okay, so this statement of Rabbi Chanina, is this like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Nechemia? Because it sounds like it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Rabbi Yehuda said the word chukah is only talking about on things that are done bifnim. And the chafina is not done bifnim. The chafina is done b'chutz. And he said, ki k'tiva chukah, b'dvarim anasen b'bigdei lavan b'bifnim u'dichtiv. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't matter if you do it outside, because over here, the chafina is done outside. We're not talking about the actual bringing the Torah. Says more, not necessarily. Because it could be that this idea that something that is needed for an Avedas Pnim is choshev like that Avedas Pnim is true even in terms of its being ma'akev in the Seder. And that afilu tema Rabbi Yehuda, it might actually be working out like Rabbi Yehuda, because tzorech pnim kifnim dami. So something that is absolutely essential, like let's say if I do the shechita of, I'm doing the shechita of the par, that's b'chutz. nonetheless, the Seder of that Shechita will be Ma'akev. So to, why? Because that's what has to be done in order for me to bring the Dam. So too, the Chafina is what I have to do in order to be able to do the Keteres. So since the main thing that I'm doing is the Fnai V'Lifnim, so the Rebbe Yehuda would be made that it's Ki'ilu Lifnai V'Lifnim, so Tzorech Pnim Kifnim Dami. Says the Gemara, but this doesn't make sense. Look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Im at shelo gamar matanot shebifnim nishpach adam, yavi dam acher. Okay, I mean, what does that have to do with the first part of the Mishnah? I will show you what it has to do with the first part of the Mishnah. You said that if there's an interruption in the Dam HaPar was spilled out. So it says, okay, you're going to have to bring another par, and then you're going to have to start over again. That's what you said. So you say, yeah, okay, well, we're talking about the Dam HaPar, baby. What are you getting involved with this, are you? Because how are you going to bring another par if you didn't do the chafina before you did the shechita of the par? That's what a Mishnah should have had to say. Oy, oy, oy. If you're going to have to do the shechita of the par, but you already did the chafina of the keteres, you're going to have to start from that point because that is necessary to be done before the shechita of the par. So why didn't the Mishnah say, yachzor, v'yachfon, v'yishchot, v'yavias adam? Instead it just says, bring dam acher. You can't just go bring dam acher. What are you, nuts? You're going to be ma'akev because the Seder is no good. So apparently it simply is not true. It's outside. And since it's outside, I mean, it's not ma'akev, right? You're claiming even if it's outside, if it's tzorech pnim, it is ma'akev. No, that's not what it means. The Mishnah does hold that you would have to take the keteres and start all over again. Except that that's not what we're talking about. This part of the Mishnah is only coming to define the separate three stages that are in the Dam. But it intends for you as an intelligent reader to understand, gosh, how am I going to get Dam Acher? I mean, it doesn't say the Shecht either. I mean, you know, maybe you should just go abracadabra and get Dam Acher. I mean, obviously, Dam Acher means that you're going to have to Shecht. Well, so to the intelligent reader, obviously, if I'm going to Shecht the par, I need to do Chafina again, because otherwise, how could I Shecht the par? Because the Chafina is Ma'akev. This doesn't bother me. Omar Ula, Sa'ir Sheshachato. Let's say that you Shechted the Sa'ir and you did the Shechita of the Sa'ir before you went and did the Matan Dam of the par. Now, the Seder that's in the Pasuk is specifically that you went ahead and you finished doing the Dam of the par, and then you go out and then you do the Shechita on the Sa'ir. That's what we had before. So before we had our Mishnah, and that was on Nun Gimel. So we learned over there, first you do the Hazoya in the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the par. Then you go out wearing your Big Day Lavan and you do the Shechita of the Sa'ir. Then you go in with the Dam of the Sa'ir into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you do the same Achas L'malah v'Shev L'mat. That was the whole story in the Mishnah, in that order. Our Mishnah says anything that we said in the Mishnah up until now, that is Ma'akev, right? Okay, so therefore, lo asav lo klon. But the problem is that in our Mishnah it says that Hikdim Dama Sa'ir L'dama Par Yachzor V'yazemi Dama Sa'ir Acher Dama Par. That if you went ahead and you put the blood of the Sa'ir, did the Hazoya before you did the blood of the Par, so then that doesn't count. You're going to have to go back and do that blood after you do the blood of the Par. Excuse me, what good is that? How are you going to get the blood? Remember, you have to Shecht in order to get the blood? And over here, you obviously already Shechted out of order because it says you had the Dam of the Sa'ir. The only way you got the Dam of the Sa'ir to put it onto the Kaporet before you had the Dam of the Par is you must have Shechted it. But I thought you said that if you Shechted, you just said this, well, if you Shechted the Sa'ir before you did the Dam of Par, then the Shechita is possible. So how can you use the Dam now? Just go back and use the Dam. How do you explain that? Imita, if you're correct in saying that the Shechita Sapar is not kosher, if it's done before the Nesina Sadam of the Shechita Sasoyer is not kosher, if it's done before the Par, then why didn't the Mishnah say, Yachzor v'yishchot? You're going to have to go back and do the Shechita. Why is it saying Yachzor v'yitain? That's not true. That is very confusing. Says Ula, excuse me, how do you know that it's talking about the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Maybe it's talking about you did everything right until now, okay? You did the par, shechitas par, the Hazoya of the par, Shchitas HaSoyer, Hazoya of the Soyer, thank you. Now let's move out into the Ohel Moed. Here we are in the Ohel Moed. Now I have Dama Soyer and Dama Par. I get confused and I put the Dama Soyer first. All the Mishnah is saying is, that doesn't count. You're going to have to do the Dama Soyer again after you did the Dama Par. Why the heck would I have to shecht the Soyer again? We're not talking about the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That Seder was all done correctly. Where was the breakdown in the Seder? Only in the difference between whether I put on the Dama Soyer on the Parochet before the Par, not on the Kapora, the Parochet. When I say on, I mean, of course, towards. Fine, so fix the order at the point where the order broke down. I don't have to go shecht anything. You just said beferish in the Mishnah that each one of these sets are separate sets. You finish the set bifnim. Now you're in the fly bifnim. Now we're going bifnim. Tirgama Ula, we're talking about over here the Matanot Behechal. The Chenom and Rabbi Afes, we're talking about the Matanot Behechal, and therefore the Mishnah is irrelevant to our discussion over here about the question of the Shchitas HaSoyer.